Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity Episode 12, The Captain's Obsession.
Do this on wooden boats when they sailed them all the time. So you would tie a rope around a piece of wood, little knots on the rope going down, throw it over the back of the boat. And the more knots it went out during a specific amount of time, that was the speed. It'll be way easier if I just show you. So I'm gonna take this oddly shaped stack of wood right here. I'm gonna tie this rope around it that I forgot to save Steven with. And then I'm gonna throw it behind me.
Was that the chef?
You threw the chef overboard, Todd!
Reel him in! Before the rope vanishes, reel him in!
There goes the rope right off the edge of the boat.
He doesn't even realize that he's made of wood and that he's floating. It's like he's forcing himself to drown.
What's wrong
Todd?
With these machines?
I mean, are you going to save him or are you going to crush his head with a rock? You gotta choose, Todd!
I don't know, man. He should have been clearly labeled.
Oh, sheesh, you guys. Oh, boy. You know this ship had 3 Michelin stars, and they all went overboard with the chef. None of the rest of us know how to cook.
No, the food was so good.
Yeah, well, luckily we have a whole heck of a lot of lutefisk.
What's that?
Man,
what is
come
that?
On.
Is that a
what
drug?
It's a fermented fish. It's cured in lye. We accidentally made it by storing all of our soap and fish together down in the hold.
Oh, it's so, accident food!
Man. Yeah, but we have a taster bot that claims it tastes pretty good, so...
His whole face is made of wood!
You know, I can't guarantee the taster bot works. And I gotta come clean with you.
Toddy.
Is that a joke? We're... Come clean with us?
It is now, buddy. A couple weeks ago, I claimed we were probably about halfway there. We're probably about halfway there now.
What? Captain, this boat is barely moving. Are you sure we're gonna make it?
I don't control the wind.
My baby's gonna get malnutrition.
Now I'm your baby again?
You're a gigantic baby, my friend.
It's not literal.
You know, Captain, if you have any extra rope, we can measure our speed.
You're gonna go down that road again, Todd.
Hey, who wants to throw Todd overboard?
I'm raising my wooden hand.
Don't you dare.
No?
No.
Okay, then.
Get down there. You're grounded. You ain't going nowhere this weekend.
Yeah, what are you, my dad?
I'm your mama. I mean,
I know how it is to stand alone. I've lost a lot of friends over my obsession with the white monster.
So what do you mean, Captain? You're obsessed?
I think that if I could sleep, I would probably dream about it.
Powerful stuff.
Sounds dark.
Your poor leg.
I got a tale to tell you.
All right, everyone, let's just sit down and listen to the captain.
Tell us more, Captain.
Plop your buns down.
More wood-grade alcohol!
Please close your eyes.
All right, they're closed.
Okay. Think about something eating you right from the legs up,
oh,
all right?
Man.
And you're kind of starting to be able to put yourselves in my shoes, or as it were, one wooden peg, one floppy dead leg.
Well, that's
now,
interesting.
Hear its terrible cries, the beating of its terrible, enormous wings.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. See the sharpened teeth.
Oh, no.
Ow!
Feels as though it's gnawing into your spirit.
It's getting heavy.
Now, open your eyes. And check out this drawing.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
God!
Look at this!
That's what it looked like?
That's way worse than what you described.
Some sort of death bird.
Is this something you drew, man?
Yeah, I just drew this.
It's really good.
Why does it have six breasts?
They're still flying around?
It's flapping all over.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll keep a lookout, Captain. We'll keep a lookout.
Please do keep a lookout. Guys, if you see it,
yeah.
Here's the call.
I'm not doing that.
You're getting it.
That's right. Thanks, man.
What's your name, Kickstand?
Skidmark.
Skidmark. Try again, Skidmark.
Doodle, doodle, doodle.
He can't do fast mouth stuff.
I'll listen for that as well. I'm taking off now. I got work to do. You guys have sitting around to do or whatever the heck it is that
you
can do.
Yeah, we'll just sit here while the boat barely moves.
Bye, Captain.
Talk to you soon. Bye, Toodles.
Hi. I do have some misgivings about the depths of his obsession.
Yeah, his obsession could kill us.
Malcolm, you want some Teddy Grahams?
Yeah, I would love some.
I got some. Okay, come on now.
Hey, guys, you know, I know I threw the cook over.
Yeah.
My bad. But you know what? I got something better for you. You know where penguins keep their money?
What?
In a snowbank.
He's got a joke book.
I found this joke book in
put
the gift basket.
Put him down on the deck. Lay him down.
Give me that.
There we go.
What?
Here we go. Check his body, Skidmark.
Search him for books.
Check his body.
Like this is aggressive.
One book.
He's got one in his other
two
pocket.
Two books. There's like 13
like
joke books here.
Looks like we got a series here, Malcolm.
And here they all go into the ocean.
Thank God.
Who
yeah,
is the author?
Dr. Ganesh.
Are you serious?
But your plans are foiled, guys, because they're all up here in my brain.
Hey, Skidmark, hand me that hammer.
Here you go.
All right.
Come don't on. You dare crush his skull.
I just wanted to
you
hit it.
You don't deserve that.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can take another day on this boat.
Ho! Oh. Oh, say it.
Ho! Oh,
speak English.
Land ho!
He's right. There's land.
Maybe they have computers.
Oh, my gosh. We're almost there.
This is beautiful.
Come on, Sloppy Joe.
I'm asleep.
Captain. Captain.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
Check it out.
Hey, Captain.
That is land. Your eyes do not deceive you.
Steer towards it.
You know, depending on how the wind blows, we're anywhere from about an hour to about a day away from that shore. So.
Oh, man.
What's that noise?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Do you hear the hideous, beautiful laughter? That's it. That's it. It's the bird.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, that's the creature, that little
guy. He's kind of cute.
That's a woodpecker.
It's a woodpecker.
That's just a little woodpecker.
Oh, he's all white, but he's got gray on his wings.
Guys,
oh, I love it.
Guys, the whole crew is
what
kind
is
of going crazy.
What is the crew doing?
They're throwing axes at it.
Where did they get the axes?
They're chopping apart the boat.
Just to get to the woodpecker?
Whoa, look out, Mash. Coming down. Jump, jump. All right, you're safe, buddy.
We have to get off of this boat!
It's coming apart at the seams. They're ripping it apart trying to get to that little woodpecker.
Malcolm, we need to get you out of them wet underwear.
What?
You're gonna catch cold.
This ship is sinking, guys.
Hey, guys.
Get to the lifeboat!
Yeah,
hey, guys.
What?
It's the captain speaking.
Yeah, I can see you.
There are not lifeboats. Grab some flotsam. By the way, real sorry about getting loud back there. I was not directing my anger at you. I was just mad at the situation.
Ah, that's okay.
Captain, what if we crush a couple of your sailor's skulls with rocks?
That's fine. We're not technically alive.
All right, I'm grabbing this plank and jumping overboard.
I hope there's room on that plank for two people.
Ooh, I got a fat one.
Grab your own plank!
Malcolm, what did I tell you about sharing?
Hey, Captain!
Yeah?
You've got a bird on you!
I know! Look, this is terrible! Please come over and help. It's pecking my wooden eye.
I'm taking you overboard!
All right, we're all in the water now, right?
I don't know what is under these waters, and I don't like
God,
this.
What if there was, like, a fish with, like, a saw for a nose?
I'm gonna flip you upside down so that your head is underwater. There's a bunch of rats coming
he's
out of the
swimming
captain.
With this, like, little buddy.
Oh, look at him.
He's gone all lifeless.
Yeah, there they go, swimming towards shore, which I recommend that we should do, too. Thalia, really bad job being the leader, by the way.
Oh, you're gonna blame this on me.
Well, you had
you're
kind
gonna
of
take
a few
it to
bad
that
choices.
Level?
You had a few
you're
bad choices.
You're gonna take it there.
There's a few,
I made
few bad choices.
The best choices. This is not my fault.
I thought we all made some good choices.
But if you like to blame it on me to make yourself feel better,
Well, I'm mainly going to blame Todd,
but I will still be the leader.
I'm going to mainly blame Todd.
Oh, it's Todd's fault!
Don't blame me, man.
He's made this trip the stuff of nightmares!
All right, we need to band together. Everyone link arms. We're going to swim to the shore together, okay?
All right.
It's difficult to swim without the use of your arms!
Yeah, well, if you put your body on the piece of wood that you grabbed, everyone, look, see how I'm doing it?
And propel your feet like the propellers of the boat that we didn't have.
Yeah. Clever!
Well, there was no propeller on
exactly,
that boat.
Exactly,
so... All right, just keep kicking, guys. I'm sure we'll get to the shore eventually.
Oh, God, I'm all wet!
Yeah, of course you're all wet.
Hey, you know what penguins sing on their birthday?
Young sir, and yes, my head rats are still in here.
Oh.
So what was the rest of your joke?
For he's a jolly good fellow.
I'm gonna drown you, Todd!
This is cold.
I'm gonna drown you!
Hey, guys, also, I realize it was short-sighted of me to lie about what the monster looked like, because you could have helped out a little more if you knew, you know, it was a bird. Anyways, I feel my rats exiting my head, so I'm gonna die now. Smooches, you guys are great. Talk to you later.
Captain,
thanks.
No.
Thanks, man. Well, there
I
they
can
go.
See him coming out of there right out the eye socket.
That
look at him.
Just gonna haunt me
so
forever.
Hungry. You know, for a wooden robot, he was very affectionate.
I liked him.
And we're all linked up. It's gonna be a lot of kicking until we get to shore. Kick two, three, kick two, three, kick. Two, three, kick, 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 two, three.
We now return to the Old Connecticut Robot Woodshop, story of a masterpiece. Using the plans provided by the Fulbright Institute of Mechanized Consciousness in Milwaukee, precise fabrication of the Ulysses Model RS develops. Dick Plant, senior developer at the woodshop, explains.
The Institute provided us with a verbose packet of very small-scale drawings, and so I've taken these and fed them through a number of proportioning algorithms to explode the drawing and render some full-scale templates in a very detailed cut list. And from there, my job is to fabricate and assemble these pieces just as they intended at the Institute, probably very close to how Bancroft Douglas intended around the turn of the century when mechanized... when wood-geared brain emulation was first designed. The method we're using here, a bench build like this, completely custom, requires every piece to be fit together manually, by hand, individually. It's a very fussy piece relative to its size, because there's an awful lot of intricate, nice... lovely detail, and that's a lot of fun for me, but it does take a lot of time.
As these precision wood parts are crafted, the designs for the recreation of the original Mancroft Douglas optical interpolative glassworks are sent to master glassblower Andy Bolin at Sub-Ozark Studios, 11 kilometers below Lee's Creek, Arkansas.
Well, unfortunately, when the original Ulysses model was found and donated to the Institute, most of the material regarding the optical glass was not a part of the package. It was actually in a barn somewhere in Omaha, and it wouldn't be found until years later. But through the analysis of one of those surviving eyepiece and the fragments of the sight-to-mind interpolator, that showed a strong indication that Douglas used a specific blend of quartz and aluminum that shaped the parts and exposed them to what was... back then, really serious amounts of radiation to give them the quantum darkening.
And it was the unique process of quantum darkening that enabled the glass not only to withstand pressure from the concentrating of the wooden head chassis, but also to support the immaterial framework of an artificially, yet artfully human consciousness. When we return to Old Connecticut Robot Woodshop, story of a masterpiece, Lornell Displatz of Rodentronics Power and Gearing in Columbia, Massachusetts reveals the ingenuity behind the wooden robot's completely renewable endothermic power supply.
Well, you see, the rats run about 70 to 80% of the time in their rodent wheels, which the power from the rodent wheels powers the flywheel that keeps the robots going during the period of the rats' downtime. So... and it especially helps if you shove as many rats in there as you can get. The more rats, the more redundancy you have in the robot system. So, for example, if one of the robots swallows a bit of food that happens to be that the rats can't digest, then you have some backup rats that maybe don't eat the toxic food, and they're able to... There's been an incident with some fish recently, some fermented fish that killed a whole lot of robots.
That's coming up next on Old Connecticut Robot Woodshop, Story of a Masterpiece.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talents this week include
Clarence Eggleston,
Nicole Pascaretta,
David Hillbaum,
Nicholas Bitonti.
Theme music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Tune in next time for Switchboard Infinity Episode 13. Episode 13!